It's 5:30. This is Wisconsin Public Radio News. I'm Melba Lara. President George W. Bush is in Wisconsin today promoting more health care coverage for the uninsured and promoting the political vitality of Wisconsin Governor Scott McCallum. The president's health insurance message was delivered this afternoon at the Medical College of Wisconsin in Wauwatosa. Wisconsin Public Radio's Chuck Wormbach was there and joins us now. Hi, Chuck.
Good afternoon, Melba.
What are the medical issues the president discussed today?
Well, after getting in 5 minutes about the war on terrorism, he began his speech talking about that. And, of course, it's a very popular war, I guess. Certainly George Bush's poll numbers are quite high because of that. He did get into some medical issues. And one thing that he talked about a little bit in depth were a so-called tax-free medical savings accounts that basically help individuals shield themselves from high deductibles. The president described the medical savings accounts this way.
Instead of paying a large premium every month for services you may not use, I believe we ought to have an account that allows a person to pay a much smaller premium for major medical coverage and then put the savings into a health account tax-free.
Now, the medical savings account idea has been around a while. Why hasn't it passed before?
Well, mainly because it came up with some Republicans in Congress when President Clinton was the president. And now with the situation a little bit different in Washington, George W. Bush is going to try and advance it. Of course, now he's got the problem of Democrats controlling the Senate, at least. And this idea is not universally popular among Republicans in the House. We had Wisconsin Public Radio's Ideas Network, Kathleen Dunn, had Ron Pollack of Families USA on with her earlier this afternoon talking about this. And Mr. Pollack was saying that medical savings accounts might be good for younger, healthy individuals, but he says there are some concerns beyond that.
When younger and healthier people move to these medical savings accounts, they drop out of traditional insurance.
Mm.
And the people who are left in traditional insurance are the sicker, older, disabled people, and as a result, the premiums for that group of people goes up rather substantially because if you're in a sicker, older pool, the costs obviously are much more expensive.
Now, medical savings account was one thing the president talked about. What else was President Bush talking about on the medical front?
Well, prescription drugs help for seniors, and he was talking about the so-called Patient's Bill of Rights, which he does back a certain version that is not so friendly to allowing patients to sue HMOs. It doesn't go as far on that front anyway as what the Democrats are proposing, but he wants that bill sent to him, and he says he'll sign it, of course, his preferred version. Then he also got into the idea of tax credits to help the uninsured buy medical coverage. He's talking about tax credits of up to $1,000 for individuals and up to $3,000 for families.
And they won't have to wait for tax time to get these health credits. We'll make them immediately available for qualifying families, giving them the help they need when they need it.
Now, how did the president's ideas go over with his audience there at the medical college?
Well, I'm sure that a few Democrats in the audience probably thought these ideas were do not go far enough. Certainly, Representative Tom Barrett, who was there in the audience, has criticized the Bush plans for not going far enough, that the tax credit's too small and so on. Beyond that, though, he did get a pretty friendly overall response from the audience of medical college professors, medical college students, and so on. A little more guarded reaction came from, and it's understandable when anytime the government talks about changing the relationships between patients and doctors, a little more guarded reaction came from Department of Emergency Medicine Director at Medical College, Dr. Steve Hargarten. And he said this.
There's roles for government to identify and to incentivize. And there are roles for respecting the relationship between a physician and a patient. So I think that is yet to be defined. I didn't hear any clear definition about that today.
And Chuck, it's turning away from healthcare for a moment. The president, I understand, is also helping Governor Scott McCallum raise some money tonight. Do you think the president, governor, and a certain former governor seem to be on the same page today?
That certain former governor being Tommy Thompson, now Secretary of Health and Social Services, he and Scott McKellen and George Bush said a lot of nice things about each other on the podium today at the Medical College, and they're probably going to repeat a lot of that tonight through an audience that's paying about $1,000 a plate. Governor McKellen's campaign looking to clear about $1 million from the fundraiser.
All right, Chuck, thanks very much. Our Milwaukee reporter, Chuck Hornbach, with the latest on President George W. Bush's visit to Wisconsin today.